I'm Ray Hardman for WNPR News. The average worker in Connecticut cannot afford rent on a two-bedroom apartment, according to a new study. A renter must earn $24.29 an hour to afford a two-bedroom apartment in Connecticut, according to the National Low-Income Housing Coalition's Out of Reach report. But here's the problem. The average renter's wage in Connecticut is $16.16, and if you're a minimum wage worker, you would need to work 106 hours a week to afford that same apartment. This disparity plays out in every state in the U.S., but Connecticut has the eighth highest gap in the nation, according to the study.
It's a real problem.
That's David Fink, policy director for the Partnership for Strong Communities.
When they spend too much on housing, they don't have much left over for food, clothing, transportation, health care, all the other things that they need. And so it's not only bad for them individually, it's bad for the whole state's economy.
Fink credits state leaders for creating more affordable housing units, but says those units should not all be concentrated in the bigger cities. He says if nearby towns zoned for high-density housing, it would benefit both the renter and the town.
Those towns tend to have good schools, so we would have children going to better schools. We'd have their parents with access to more jobs. It brings young people to the town. They spend their money. And it's also good for the town's grand list, the total value of real property.
The report says the Stamford area has the highest wage-to-rent disparity in the state. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.